we come to you again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My, it's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be a Christian, to know if this be your last day upon this earth that you've got a better place to go. I trust today that you know Jesus because he's the Savior of the world. And today, if you know Jesus, or even if you aren't a Christian, I suppose that you'd like to find the best for your life. And you know, God, he wants the preeminence in everybody. For our life. You know, it's one thing to live in the permissive will of God. It's another thing to live in the perfect will of God. So today, perhaps you're living in the permissive will of God, but you're just not happy with your state. You're not happy with your life in God today. And remember that God wants his people to be happy. He wants us to be joyful people, not sad. But there's always a hope for the Christian. And in Romans chapter 11, verses 34, 35, and 36, if you have your Bibles, would you turn and let us read together? For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now, who has known the mind of God? You see, the Bible said we'll find him when we search with all of our heart. And today, if we are willing to surrender our lives unconditionally, you see, you cannot come to God and find his will for your life when we all time are putting up this offense and this flag, and we're making reservations about this. You see, if you are a Christian today, if you've ever been saved or born again, you know, you had to unconditionally surrender your life to God. You kept nothing for yourself. And God has promised, if you'll just let me have your life, he's saying that I will take your life, I'll multiply your life, and your life will be better. And we can prove this by things that people, not only their lives, but their possessions, they lent them to the Lord, and God taken them, added his blessings to them, and he multiplied. And so, in the 12th chapter of Romans, Paul is giving us the solution. So now, we have not known the mind of God, and says, who has given to him, and who shall be recompensed unto him again if we give to him? It's going to be recompensed. God is not going to be chargeable to no man. He's not going to be in debt to you. In other words, you're not going to be able to do this and this and thus and be able to say, God, I have you in debt to me. God is not going to be in debt to anyone. So God is going to recompense. And God is saying, in chapter 12, verses 1, I beseech thee, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So it's just a reasonable thing today for you to present your body a living sacrifice. In the Old Testament, if you remember, before Jesus ever came to this world and gave his life as the supreme sacrifice, and we know the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And the blood of bulls and rams and of turtle doves and all these things could never in themselves forgive sin. And the offering up of the first fruits of what you have today, they can never save you. But God wants your life. He wants you to present your body a living sacrifice. It's got to be something living. You know, an animal, life had to be slain, the blood applied at the altar, and this merely pushed back sin for just another year. But you see, Jesus gave his blood once and for all. You see, it's already been settled. The debt, friend, that you and I could not pay, Jesus Christ paid that debt. He gave his blood, his life, a ransom that you and I could be saved. And what he's asking you and I to do, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is just a reasonable service. God is not asking you to give the firstling of your flock today of a lamb or a turtle dove or anything of this nature, but God wants you. You must remember that God created you and I for a special reason. He wanted something that he could be proud of, something that in return could give him the honor and the glory. And most people today, the only time they use God's name is when they use it in vain. But my today, how that we should praise the wonderful name of Jesus for what all that he's done for you and I. So today, people are looking for a fullness of life. They want a happy life. They want to be overcomers. And God wants us to be overcomers. God is not pleased and God is not happy that we are failures, but God wants us to be overcomers. And the Bible teaches about being overcomers. So people change jobs, they change houses, they change companions, they move from one city to another, and they're still miserable. Seemingly they're never finding God's perfect will for their life. So it's not necessarily in a place. Sometimes these places can be a detour. Sometimes these places that we may go or try to hide, they may end up being a defeat for us. I remember a person in the Bible by the name of Jonah. God spoke to him and told him what he must do. He must go down to Nineveh and preach against that city, but he was not willing to pay the price. Maybe God is asking you to do a very small thing today, and you may have taken and bought a ticket, and you've gone another way, just like Jonah did. But friends, you're going to run into trouble. You're going to run into God. And we find that Jonah, when he got in real trouble, he said, out of the belly of hell cried I unto the Lord. So many times, we want to seek the place of least resistance. We don't want to go God's way. We sometimes want to turn and go in a different direction. But he's saying if we would just present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, then that will be our reasonable service. We sometimes want to reserve a certain part of our life for ourselves, as though God would come into our house and take his abode there, and we'll give God access to every room, but we want to keep this room for ourselves. But God isn't pleased with that. He wants access to every room in your heart and your life. And so if you'll just do that, if you'll just let God have the preeminence, let him have the first and the foremost, we must remember that God has promised, if you'll just give me your life, I'll take your life and I will bless it. And your life is going to be profitable, not only for yourself, but it will be profitable for me as well. So I pray today that instead of us taking and going in a different direction, that we will run to God and we will seek his face. You see, if you'll just make your prayers known unto God, God doesn't want to hide himself from us. God wants to reveal his will to us. So if we'll just turn to God in prayer and ask and seek the face of God, the Lord is going to make known his will unto us. He said in Romans chapter 12, verses 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and what and perfect will of God. So if we present our bodies today, then God must be in control of the whole man. So I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of Jesus Christ. The whole man, God wants to not only save your soul, but he wants your life to be a living example. He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. This is just something reasonable. Now we find in the Bible, there was Peter. If you remember, he lent Jesus his boat. And Jesus taken Peter's boat, and he preached from the boat. And so it was made, Peter's life was made better by being in contact with Jesus and following Jesus. There was a little boy in the Bible. He lent his loaves and fishes to Jesus. And the Bible said he taken these loaves and fishes and he blessed them, and he made the multitude to sit down. The Bible said there was about 5,000 people. There was only just 3 loaves and 2 fish, just a very small amount. But Jesus taken these and blessed them, and he gave to the disciples, and they gave to the multitude, and the Bible said they did all eat and were filled, and they taken up 12 basketfuls. So friend, there was great dividends. There was a great price of God's blessings given to this little boy by just loaning what he had to Jesus to be used for just a little while. And today, whatever you have, if you'll just turn it over to Jesus. Many times we cannot see how God could take what we have if we will just turn it over to him. Now, God is not an intruder. The Lord only takes and uses that's dedicated to him. So would you dedicate your life and everything that you have? Reserve nothing for yourself. Lord, you own it all. You gave me my health and my strength, and you saved my soul, everything that I have. It belongs to you. You know, we have an accord or an account in the Bible where there was a woman that she had spikenard, and it was a costly perfume. And we find that Jesus, you know, he taken this. He was going to Bethany into Simon's house, and there was a woman. She had an alabaster box, and it was full of precious ointment. It was of a very expensive perfume. And when the disciples saw it, they had indignation and said, to what purpose is this waste? If you remember, she taken this and she broke the box and let the fragments of this ointment, it went into all the house. It was filled, and everybody enjoyed the smell of this and the radiance of this wonderful ointment that she had. And you know, your life today, if you'll just let the Lord have it and break it and take it and use it for his glory, you know, it can bless many, many lives. And that's what this lady did. And Jesus said, she has wrought a good work upon me. And today, whatever little that you may have, give it to God and let him add his blessings to it, and it will bless others. Would you bow with me in a moment of prayer just now? Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, for the blessings of life. We thank you, Lord, that what we have, that we want to give it to you. May you bless it, dear Father, and may you use it to bless others. Bless those that listen to the sound of my voice today. Bless and enrich their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Christ's sake, we do ask it all. Amen. May God bless you is our prayer today, dear friend. Would you please write us? Let us hear from you. Let us know your prayer request. And remember that we have a band of people here that will remember you in prayer, and we'll take your problem before the throne of God, that he would bless you. This program.